After sorting through 5 special needs ballots, 18 question ballots, and 100 absentee ballots, 108 ballots were added to Tuesday's unofficial results. There were only 2 contested races this year, and both of their outcomes could have changed Thursday afternoon.
No, I mean, I was holding my breath and, you know, just hoping that, things would you know, go well. Anyway, so today's a date I'm happy about, you bet.
The unofficial results had Mike Simons leading Todd White 284 to 261 votes in the race for Assembly Seat F. White gained 49 more votes to Simons' 47 following Thursday's count, but it wasn't enough as Simons came away with 331 votes. White finished with 310 votes. The term program coordinator and DDF coach is excited about serving on the Assembly for the next 3 years.
You know, I want to thank the people that voted for me, because I think that they know that I'll do a good job for them. And the people that didn't vote for me, I mean, I hope that over time they'll get to know me and realize that, I mean, I'll be working for them too.
There was no change in the other contested race in the election. Newcomer Sylvia Edifall led all hospital board candidates with 352 votes. Mainstay Mark Robinson received 346 votes. Bob Maxson had 289 votes. And Jackie Dozier finished with 233 votes. And Bill Privett won Assembly Seat E. The former mayor ran unopposed as a write-in candidate. He received 73 out of 154 write-in votes on Tuesday and 23 more on Thursday, bringing his final total to 96. The rest of the races in the election were uncontested, and the lone proposition on the ballot passed by an overwhelming margin. Privett. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.
Bill Privett.
Tally.